故事。
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass, where a sweaty butt crack is always welcome. Hello, this is Chris 200.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery.
And this is Audio On Demand. I am not associated with Podshow. I'm just listening to a cast here.
To create a beauty parlor themed hang. The retro cool beauty bar has sent...
I usually don't have themes. I just kind of ramble on. Well, let me get the tags out there for you. It's the 12th of September, 2007. A nice, cool day. As I was saying, I typically don't have themes. And this particular recording, I believe I'm going to have a theme towards the end, and we'll see how far I get on this theme. It's a theme I thought about, and I don't know if I'm going to try and put together a top 10, not necessarily in order, of things I wish I did more. Before we get to that, just kind of update you on what's been going on. I went to the doctor yesterday. I got a couple new pills to take. So I'm up to 4 or 5 pills a day. Different pills. I've got a couple antibiotics that I'm taking for the MRSA. And I just wanted to go through another routine of that. Make sure that is completely cleared up, and we'll see how that goes. Had a little bit of a breakout a week or so ago, and I just wanted to make sure that that's cleared up. Methylene or something like that. It's a resistant form of staph infection type of thing. If you've heard any of my casts on my boils, you can hear that in some previous shows and casts or whatever we call this, recordings. What have I been listening to? A little bit of Frank Edward Nora today, an older show. I'm starting to get into some of my older casts on my iPod. I don't know if people are producing as much or if my iTunes is jacked up. My computer's been acting kind of funny at home. I can't click on the taskbar certain times. So I don't know if I've got a virus running around on that thing. I've got two virus things running on it. I haven't really had a whole lot of time to play with that. See what else has been going on. This weekend we went to Mr. C's in Omaha. In a restaurant there in Omaha for, I believe, 55, 54 years. Kind of a classic steakhouse, Italian steakhouse, by one of the Caniglia brothers. Caniglia brothers. And it's going to close down here at the end of the month. It's kind of a shame to see that go, but, group there put in a hell of a good run, and, sometimes you just gotta stop while you're on top. And, yeah, I would say they're probably, you know, on top of their game, you know, as they've been in the last 50-some years. So, here's to those folks there, and, you know, the folks that are going to get displaced, you know, best of luck to you guys. Really would like to see it reopened, kind of an older building than that, and, you know, it's... excuse me, probably best that it gets dozed over, but one of those places that, you know, probably hasn't changed a whole lot in, you know, over the years. But, so if you're in the Omaha area, go out and check it out one last time. That it's kind of sad, but you know what? They played the game and they won. I mean, they've been in business for that long, so Mr. C was there. He's still alive, still he's hanging out, shaking hands, and anyway, that's about all I have to say about that. It's about 6 minutes in here. Let's go ahead and talk about my top 10 things I wish I did more of. I wish I wrote emails more. I guess that would be one. I wish I spent more time emailing folks. You know, with days that were in... kind of wrapped up into other things, and you know, back in the early 90s when I was first on the internet, you know, that was one of the things I thought was just a great tool, a great, you know, form of communication, either, you know, texting and or email messages, you know, being able to contact people around the world. And you know what, probably a lot of those folks that I talked to, there's probably a few of them out there that remember me, remember who I am and that. Probably not a whole lot of the folks that I normally talk to. So yeah, I wish I spent more time emailing folks, but you know, with the crazy days that we got, it's really hard to do. So, you know, instead of... cruising around on the web, you know, one of my favorite things to do now is, you know, hit that stumble upon button. Maybe instead of doing that, I think I'll do some emails, and you know, not just the old forward the funny thing email, you know, just kind of a, you know, hey, how's it going type email, maybe. See how that goes. We'll see if I can, write a few emails, maybe this weekend. Let's see, number two. Boy, I had it, and I just lost it. Number two. This may be a hybrid of two and three. I'm not sure. You know, a lot of us, some of us, are, you know, filled with, I don't know what you want to call it, self-doubt, lack of confidence, low self-esteem type of thing. You know, I'm going to try and work on that, you know, try and be a little bit more positive, a little bit more outspoken. You know, I listened to Frank Edward Nora's The Overnight Scape where he attends a, I guess, some sort of rally or protest about 9/11 and how it's an inside job or was an inside job and this and that. And, I guess I, you know, I kind of wish that I was a little bit more outspoken. You know, I'm not going to really get into whether I believe it was an inside job or not. Just for the record, I don't think it was, as far as I know. But, you know, Frank really, really ties one on there and, you know, kind of lets people know what his thoughts are. And I guess, you know, that's pretty easy to do when you're in a group of, you know, quote unquote, the preaching to the choir type of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to work on that a little bit. I'm kind of moving the microphone around here a little bit. This is going to hurt. All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right. Let's see what effect I have on this bad boy. Uh-oh. I gotta slow down here. I got the right effect. Anyway. Approaching the Platte River Bridge here. So, yeah, that's some things I want to work on. Be a little bit more... outspoken. You know, the other thing is... this kind of goes with number two, or at least contributes to it, but, you know, try and be in a little bit better mood. I take medications for, I guess, mood disorder. You know, they help get me over the edge where I'm at least functional. You know, it kind of helps to have a little bit better attitude. And, you know, I've been looking for a job now for, geez, almost, well, probably 3 years now. Got one that I really wasn't crazy about. And, you know what? Go through a lot of interview processes and this and that. I read a little bit of an article from JobDig, I think it is, if you go to jobdig.com. It's some sort of a local rag or free one of these free things you find at the supermarket or whatever. And they, Jesus Christ, I'm in a mess on this road. I read an article about, you know, interviewing and how you never hear back from people and this and that. You know, myself, I think a lot of that is unprofessional that some of these employers do. But, you know, you gotta pull yourself up above that and, you know, present yourself above that. And, you know, it talks about just having a better attitude, just, you know, oh well. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, so, and then it also talks about not focusing on what you did right or did wrong, but then it does go into a little bit of that, you know, doing some of that analysis, and you know, I probably do a lot of analysis like that. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said this, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but, you know what, screw them. I'm going to say what I need to say. You know, there's all these rules written and unwritten on job interviews, and what you should or shouldn't say or talk about or this or that. You know what? I think that may hurt a person more than it actually works into your advantage. At least if these folks are looking for somebody. So be a little bit more outspoken, a little bit more. In a better mood. Don't take some of those things so seriously. There's some definite do's and don'ts. Excuse me. So, there's three of the top 10 so far. Number four. Get back to some of the things I've done in the past that have, quote unquote, brought me some pleasure. It's been about a year since I've picked up the guitar. And if you listen back in some of the recordings in 06 and that, and I had a lot of different things going on. 07's been pretty quiet on the guitar front, so. I got that stuff hooked up and put together, and I've been messing around with that stuff again, so helps for a better, mental outlook, I guess, or a better mindset. Whatever it does, dopamine, endorphins, whatever, at least for me, it really helps out. So go out and do something that you enjoy. As long as it's somewhat healthy, If you enjoy going to the bar every night and getting hammered, that works for so long. But after a while, then that becomes an addiction, and that's not good. So I think we're up to number four there. Number five, and this is something I have been doing a little bit, and something I need to do more. I'm a bit of a pack rat. I like to keep things around, and I guess my number four would be, break free of some of these boat anchors, some of these ball and chain types of things. If I can't find it, or if I know I don't have it, I probably don't need it, and if I do need it, just go get it. I am in need of some Velcro. I did find it. Did find some just by accident, just by coincidence. So I was about ready to go buy some, so that's that on that. That's a good start. That's five items so far out of my top 10. Maybe we'll continue that next time. If you got any ideas out there, shoot them my way. Chris200@gmail.com or drop it in the comments at chris200.com/podcast. I don't know if I have any listeners out there. Check the logs somewhat weekly and just to kind of see what's been going on out there. I get a lot of traffic from robots and stuff on my podcast files. But I don't know if anybody's out there. So there are plenty of shows out there. At last count, I was over 150. I may be approaching 175, I'm not for sure, but go go check them out if you're interested. Some of the earlier shows are probably not so good. I've used several different recording devices in the past. Everything from a Creative Muvo little MP3 player. I think it was a 256. Pretty bad quality. Pretty bad clicks and pops and this and that that you really can't get a handle on, post-production wise. I used a Pocket PC for a while. It seemed to work pretty good. I believe there was some, it was limited time time on that, but so I had to kind of watch my times on those things. Sometimes I think it would reboot. I've been using the Zoom Portis Hand, whatever it is, Palm Top Studio. Works pretty good in the car. It's got some different effects, so I can actually do some effects work on, as I'm recording. We're about 20 minutes in. I really don't have anything else to say. I'm going to see if I can talk the wife into going out to eat tonight. We went out to eat last night at Fazoli's. Haven't been there in a long time. I've had my usual there, the baked spaghetti with meatballs. It's all right, Your carb watcher, it's not a very good place to go, but I'm not a carb watcher. And there's somebody running across that bridge. So, where I'd like to go tonight is Isla Morada Fish House, I think it is. It's a restaurant attached to the Bass Pro Shop in Council Bluffs. Kind of like to do a little bit of shopping over at the Bass Pro Shop. They usually have some pretty good deals on things, whether it be sporting goods or not. I mean, their clothing is usually pretty good quality clothing, and if you time it right, you can pick up some pretty good stuff fairly cheap. Of course, they have some, top-of-the-line type items that are a little bit more expensive and, a little more name brand, I guess you could say. But anyway, I'm going to see if we can go over there. I don't know if I'll be successful or not. We'll see about that. What else? Oh, yeah, did I mention this medication really makes me... gives me kind of a dry mouth. I gotta kind of check this out, see what some of the side effects may be, if those are indeed side effects, or if I'm having some sort of an allergic reaction. So we'll see. I took that first course of antibiotics, and I tell you what, my skin had never been been that clear for a long time, so I'm kind of looking forward to having some pretty clear skin. I haven't had any problems with diarrhea or anything like that. My urine is just god awful dark. I don't know what that's all about, but hopefully that'll go away in a day or so. Hopefully this dry mouth thing will go away. It feels like I've got Dorito aftertaste in my mouth, some sort of garlic, onion, salt taste in my mouth, so I hope that's the pills. And hey, there's a trooper. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and turn this off, and we will talk to you guys later. Bye bye.